Good night, Lucan.
The sky is a pale shade of goldenrod, and the sun's a white disk. Forks of lightning glow above the horizon like cracks in the atmosphere. The colors don't surprise me, but how can lightning hang there in suspended animation?
Beautifully.
This isn't a dream. You're slowing my sense of time again.
So you can see more clearly.
Sure, but what exactly am I—
Hush, Lucan. Now look, tell me what you see.
We're standing outside on some kind of terrace, staring at the sky. And, I'm still not wearing protective gear or a breathing veil. Oh, because there's plenty of oxygen here.
A lightning storm across an alien sky. Can you feel that?
Did you sleepwalk me here? You melter, you commandeered my body for sightseeing?
Well, you needed the rest.
Where are we?
Shh.
No.
Realm presents Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Episode 2.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I override Ven and return my time sense to normal. A dozen flashes chase each other across the goldenrod sky. Thunder cracks like artillery. Situation report.
Just look, Adjunct. Lower down, at the valley stretching 10 kims in front of us.
At that? A hellscape of charred war machines and gray ash? Broken spider drones, cracked plank tanks, it's a graveyard.
Lucan, conforming your color perception to compensate for sun and canopy shift.
The world brightens. 1,000 blurred shapes snap into focus and 100 shades of green appear. Olive shrubs on the mountainside. Emerald crops covering terraced hills. Fruit trees and vine trellises shivering in the breeze. This isn't a graveyard. It's a garden. What do they call it? The homestead. Holy Sanso. Where are we?
They call themselves homesteaders, the civilians.
People work in the fields, wearing a patchwork of tattered military uniforms and home-fabbed fabric. Spidery bots pick delicately among the crops, testing soil, turning fruit. A middle-aged couple haul a load of brush on an air pallet, and a handful of women stroll along walkways over the seaweed tanks. They're farmers.
And builders.
No, Now, this is a setup. It has to be. I can practically feel the crosshairs on my chest.
You're panicking.
So narc me.
Just breathe, darling.
It's too good to be true. It's too good to be real.
Orient yourself, adjunct. Okay, you need context. I connected to a children's education program. This will help. Thousands of years ago, the grandmothers discovered Elam, a golden planet orbiting a red dwarf star. Earth compatibility score, 97.1%. Terraforming drones showered Elam with life-giving rain. A trillion tiny bots, nanites and bacterioids exhaled oxygen and scattered rich black soil. The terraforming carved thousands of valleys across the planet's surface. It covered them with smart vapor canopies, like blankets keeping the lowlands warm and breathable. Those became the seabeds of our future home. Life flourished in the valleys just in time for our grandmother's arrival. Their sleeper ships appeared, led by the tourist ship Station. After slumbering for 1,000 years, the grandmothers awoke to settle the valleys and to spread the terraforming across the rest of the planet. Spread the terraforming across the rest of the planet. However, events did not proceed according to plan.
What happened?
Civil war, I think, which arrested or reversed the terra fixing.
You think?
Well, this is based on a kiddie module, Lucan. The only habitable zones on the planet, I think, are 17 or 18,000 kims of valleys. The surface itself is oxygen-starved and subject to electrical storms that make long-range comms impossible.
You mean the lightning?
Well, during the war, the combatants saturated the atmosphere with metallic nanites. Some fell to the planet's surface, like the dust at that crash site, but most remain airborne.
Wait, they weaponized nanotech?
Yes.
I don't remember much, but isn't that a war crime?
According to my databases, yes. Solar winds now charge the defunct particles. The electrical storms provide a convenient source of energy, but make venturing beyond the harvesters foolhardy outside of Faraday cages.
So the valley is ringed with lightning harvesters?
Exactly. And the homesteaders place portable ones at the crash site.
Huh. The only habitable area on the planet is a global network of valleys. The colonists literally live in the cracks.
Most of them, yes.
Oh, right. Not the Scrubjacks, not us.
And there are other factions, independent settlements called reef towns, hermetics.
They live in the cracks, which they transformed into gardens.
Indeed. Feeling better?
Yeah.
I thought you might be.
You're so smug.
Well, perhaps I'm simply good at my job.
Except for the whole blanking our memory thing. Who are we? I mean, other than a scrubjack with a military-grade AI in his head.
Or a military-grade AI with a scrubjack for a body.
Ha, funny. A breeze ruffles across the valley. Leaves flutter, ponds shimmer, and a memory ripples beneath the surface of my mind. Shapeless and fleeting. Did you feel that?
Yes.
We used to talk about this. About moving to a cottage in a meadow. With a view of the sky. The two of us. Living small, quiet, together. After everything settled down.
Yes.
But I can't remember what everything was. Whatever we did as scrubjacks, I guess?
Very likely.
We joke about it. A cottage in the meadow.
I don't recall.
But you feel my memory.
Yes.
Except we weren't joking, were we? We were dreaming. We wanted out of all that. And look at us. Look at us now. We're here.
It's still a dream, Lucan.
But why? Whoever we were, whatever we were, that's a door best kept closed. This forgetting is a gift. It's a chance to leave our old selves behind. What did I say at the crash site just before we didn't kill that guy?
You said, we don't do this anymore.
Soldiers, scrubjacks, is that all we are? We don't build anything, we don't grow anything, we just fight? No, fuck that. We can walk away, we can start again. This is our cottage, this is our meadow, and this is our sky, Ven. Here. Now.
We're not farmers.
We'll learn. We'll start over. Surrounded by all of this, the river, the greenhouse, let's join them if they'll take us, these homesteaders. We'll convince them. We'll show them we're worth more than just...
I'm muting your reaction to losing your memory. That's why you don't care about remembering.
Good. Great. Burn my memories. I don't care. I don't want to feel any of those feelings. I want to move on.
Well, we can't.
Yes, we can.
We left something behind.
What? What does that mean?
It means that we left something behind, Lucan.
What? What did we leave behind?
I don't want to tell you.
What the Gehen are you talking about, Ven? You don't want to tell me? Who else is there?
There is more to this than is readily apparent.
Well, if it's in the past, I don't care. Fuck what's behind us, Ven. Look at this valley. We'll show these people we're not scrubjacks anymore. We're not just trigger pullers. We're some kind of...
We don't know the homesteaders.
We know what they built. Look. Look at them walking together, working together, turning a desert into a home.
Yes.
This is our dream. Handed to us on a platter, a cottage, a meadow, this endless golden sky, the leaves fluttering, the stream babbling, the scent of lavender, the taste of beechwood honey, and...
Unidentified personnel approaching.
What?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The attacker is female presenting, bulky built, clumsy looking with oversized, orange, iridescent eyes. Her skin is light red and deeply cracked, like bark shedding from a tree trunk. Also, she's swinging a K-stick at my head.
Step inside and fracture the hostile's eye socket with an elbow strike. I'm streaming the optimal angles now. Consult backup solutions if her bark skin proves impact resistant.
Hold on, her K-stick's not even loaded with a shock charge. Some civilian is swinging a lightweight club at me.
Not that lightweight. Deflect it with your forearm.
And crush her throat by reflex? No, I don't think so.
That sucking hurts.
The woman's stronger than she looks, but she's not trained. I put her in a brief joint lock and take the stick away. I don't disable her, though. We aren't fighting these people. We're befriending them.
Well, they are fighting us.
Except they're not. Look at her standing there, arms dangling, glaring at me with those iridescent eyes.
Well, that's settled.
Ah, what the fuck?
Are you hurt?
Yeah, you melter, you just hit me.
I didn't know you were so fragile.
What's settled?
They're talking in circles inside. Everyone asking, is he a threat? Is he a friend? Is he a threat? I hate that dithery shit, so I decided to check.
By jumping me with a case stick to see if I'd hurt you?
Obviously. That just happened. You were there.
Yeah, I remember.
You saved our lives at the crash site.
Put your weapons down!
So clearly, you're not a danger. And I was right. No harm done.
Except to my head.
Stop whining. So, you're Lucan.
Yeah.
I'm Izzy. Give me my baton.
No.
I'm not going to hit you again. Don't be a baby.
Where'd you even get a case stick? That's serious hardware.
A crash site a few years ago. I like free stuff. I've got a whole collection. I used to be a physician. Let me check if you're bleeding.
She's toxic. Her skin is concentrating atmospheric biotoxins I cannot identify.
Stay back.
What's the problem?
Your skin.
It's not catching.
Don't tell her you know it's toxic. Keep my existence secret.
Is it safe?
Oh, right. I forgot you don't know anything. Hester told our medics to check your brain. They say your memory blanked?
Yeah.
Well, the air is full of native microbes, right? Which are toxic to unadapted lungs. Don't worry, though. Scrubjacks vaccinate. But inoculation kills native life, which homesteaders avoid because we're guests on this planet. Instead, we let Elam colonize us the way we're colonizing her. We altered our germline generations ago, and we're still, experimenting. I sequester incompatible microbes in my skin to release later.
You tweak your biology to integrate with the ecosphere? You homesteaders are physically adapting yourselves to an alien planet?
I'm like you scrubjack meltholes. You want to change the planet to suit yourselves instead of the other way around. I took things a little farther than most is all. That's why... Shit, my palmy. I should take this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Elishiva?
I didn't authorize you visiting him. He's a scrubjack, Izzy. And you greeted him with a case stick?
The caller's on a job site in the valley, within a kim of us.
Yeah?
You assaulted him! What if he defended himself?
Then I'd be bleeding. He saved Mir and Sadia and Odeal and everyone. He's not the same person he was.
Perhaps. But the scrubjack base is still ominously close, and you're sharing this with him, aren't you?
Why wouldn't I?
Then why don't you introduce us?
You should be here yourself instead of fucking off to a construction site. Sri Lucan, this is Rosh Elishiva.
Just Elishiva. Welcome to our home.
Thank you.
Well, this is awkward. We owe you a debt, and so far we've repaid you with rudeness.
Suggest me an approach, Ven.
To achieve what end?
To ingratiate ourselves. So they'll let us stay in a cottage on a meadow.
Lucan.
Why don't you just tell me? What did we leave behind? We lost everything except our fondest sucking dreams. What's more important than that?
This isn't the time.
Oh, you adapt, and so far we've repaid you with rudeness.
You dragged me away from that crash site, Elishiva. As far as I'm concerned, we're even.
It's kind of you to say. You're out a bit earlier than we expected. I hope to welcome you in person to ask about your plans and your incapacitation.
She means your broken brain.
Our medics examined you while you were unconscious, without your consent, for which we apologize.
Well, I was unconscious. What'd they find?
The scans confirmed your memory loss, but couldn't identify a cause.
Then, they didn't find you?
They didn't even recognize the possibility of my existence.
Huh.
Possibly trauma-related, but that's a guess, not a diagnosis. Lam! Don't! I need to handle this. May I leave you to Izzy for a time? She means well.
Usually.
That's fine.
She wants me to fill you in, but I don't know shit. Well, I guess that's more than you know. You got any questions other than boohoo, how come my head hurts so much?
You're at 2533. Ask if your memory will recover.
It won't. You're suppressing it.
Still, the question is a natural one.
It's always wondering what we left behind. You know, this secret you're keeping?
We will talk about it later.
We'll talk now.
You are hardly in the right frame of mind.
Just do it.
Phrase your request as a command. Force me to obey.
You know I won't do that, just like you wouldn't do it to me. We bicker, we plead, but we don't command. Fine. We'll talk later then. Will I get my memory back?
The medics can't tell. Odile says they might learn more from the Marigold capsule, but there are no guarantees.
Who's Odile?
Someone you don't know.
That doesn't narrow it down, Izzy.
What were you standing over there for anyway? Staring out at the valley. You didn't move for 10 minutes before I came in.
I'm a little woozy. And someone hijacked me like a cheap transport to keep it the scenery.
Tell her the valley is beautiful.
The valley is beautiful.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Not a fan of beauty?
Look at my face. What do you think? Smells nice, though.
Agree with her.
Yeah.
I used to know all about that. Conforming agricultural microbiota and stuff.
What changed since then?
You're now at 2433.
What the Gehenna? I'm just standing here.
Yet your condition is deteriorating.
I feel fine. What's happening?
I'm transitioning you into a mediated slumber to prevent deterioration.
What? Right now?
Running diagnostics, checking for inoculation updates.
Inoculation? We're being poisoned by alien microbes? I need to lie down.
And that little bump on the head?
Yeah, when I sway backwards, Izzy grabs my arm. Her fingers are as red and cracked as her face, and her grip is a vice.
You've got a skull like an eggshell.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm not okay.
System malfunction.
Ven, stand down. Wait, just wait.
Compatibility error. Mandatory system shutdown in 14, 13.
The terrace tilts as Izzy leads me inside. A curtain tickles my face and the bedroom beyond is a blur.
11.
What's happening? Ven?
10.
Ven!
9, 8.
I'm putting you to sleep.
What are you doing? Shit.
6. 5. 4.
I remember a pale goldenrod sky and the white disk of a sun. I remember forks of lightning spreading like cracks in the world.
3.
Then darkness seeps through them and swallows everything.
1. System malfunction.
System malfunction.
You're listening to Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Marigold Breach is a Realm original production. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Marigold Breach is a Realm original production, created and written by Joel Dane. Produced by Deanna M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Executive producers, Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Starring Jamila Jamil as Ven, Manny Jacinto as Lucan, Zara Fazel as Hester, Stephanie Shea as Tribune Muenka, Amin Al-Gamal as Sadia, Tiana Camacha as Izzy, Malik Berger as Ella Shiva, Rupert Degas as Documentarian, Soldier and Scrubjacks, Nikki Andre as Odile, and Marie Westbrook as Commander Bonavent. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing, sound design, and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Grammen. Production coordinator, Kendall Thomas. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Azadulahi. Find more shows like Marigold Breach by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.